Good start by the Melbourne Stars to their BBL campaign Monday night with a good win against the Hobart Hurricanes down at Blundstone Arena. Marcus Stoinis from the Stars has been good enough to join us. Morning, Marcus.
Morning, how are you?
Going very nicely. Didn't get much of a bat, obviously, the other night. The top order did a pretty good job. I think only David Hussey missed out, but a really good start for the team to the BBL campaign.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing when you're not required to bat. So, yeah, good signs for the team. And we, Bobby Quine was amazing. Maxie was amazing. Lucy Wright got off to a good start. So, it's good signs.
Marcus, how's the team feeling about this campaign? Obviously, three semi-finals, runner-up that last year. You've always been able to put together a pretty strong squad. What's sort of the feeling in the camp and what could be achieved this time around?
I think the fortunate thing for us and something that the off-field team's done so well is we've kept the same team together for a while now. So the vibe's good. Everyone keeps in contact all through the year. I mean, there's always chat going on, and then when everyone catches up for this time, it's just good fun. So the vibe's good. We expect to do well. We expect to be there in the finals and all that sort of thing as well. So it's good to start the way we did. We haven't usually started this well, so maybe it's a sign of something's changing this year.
Yeah, it's a point that's probably underestimated, isn't it? I mean, when you're such a short sort of campaign, if you can have that continuity of squad who know each other really well and can catch up and spend some time with each other during the year and all your cricket travels, it's got to have some benefit, I'd imagine.
For sure. We actually spoke about it between a few of us. We were just saying, because we all know each other so well, we trust how we prepare, we trust our ability, and no one's trying to prove their worth to anyone. We all know we're good players and that sort of thing. So I think it just helps create that relaxed atmosphere and that atmosphere that we want for good performances.
Kevin Peterson, I imagine, is he out here, Marcus, or you'd be in line for the next match against the Renegades?
Yeah, if he's not here, he's very close. I'm pretty sure he's flying here either today or the next couple of days, but he'll be here for the next match, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, tough top order to slip into for KP with a good form in Hobart. Who's going to make way?
Yeah, I've got no idea. I have no idea. Your guess is as good as mine.
I'm sure no one will want to give up their spot, but that is certainly the depth of the squad. You mentioned Rob Quiney, and look, he's a favourite of ours here at SEM, Bob, and it was good to see him get some runs the other night. I mean, you have ups and downs in cricket and, patches where it's not quite going your way, and a nice reward for him.
It is, and that's the thing. That's the game of cricket. And like I said before, we all know each other so well, and we know our ability is, and someone like Robbie, everyone's so happy to see him smash it like he did the other day. So, I mean, hopefully that's a sign of things to come for the rest of the tournament. Once you get off to a flyer, sometimes, as we've seen in the past, that's all you need, and then you just carry that momentum, and hopefully that's what Bobby does.
I was looking at young Billings playing for the Sixers last night. He had a couple of reverse sweeps. I mean, just the speed he hit them, I mean, swashbuckling sort of shots. I mean, we obviously know about the unconventional methods in T20 cricket. What are your observances, Marcus, just watching a bit of the cricket this time around? Because it continues to develop, doesn't it? The strategy, the type of shots you invent. I mean, sometimes you've got to go back to the basics, but it's a game where, innovation continues to gather momentum each year.
It does, and someone like Sam Billings, I played with him maybe 4 or 5 years ago over in England, and he was playing similar shots back then. So to some people it's quite new, but with someone like him, he's been practicing that for years, so that's the good side of that. And also, yeah, you're right, like, you've got to start looking to play different shots, and that's just part of the game now. I mean, you'd argue it might be taking more risk, but then equally, if you're trying to hit it straight over the fielder's head, if you don't get it, you're out as well. So at least maybe it's two options to hit it where the fielders aren't, even though it's a more difficult shot.
And for yourself as a cricketer, I mean, where do you sort of see your own journey at the moment? There are so many opportunities out there to play all forms of the game here and obviously abroad. I mean, cricket has opened up so many windows now for cricketers to earn a living and show their wares in different formats of the game. Are you enjoying all of that? And where do you see sort of your own career at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, that's the advantage of the modern-day cricketer at the moment is we've got so many different formats of the game. You can play all over the world. There's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of international cricket. There's a lot of domestic cricket. In terms of where I see myself, I'm probably at a stage right now where I'm on the fringe of a lot of those sort of things. I mean, I've been to two IPLs,
yep.
Had a good crack at it last year. I'll be going back again this year with the Kings 11. Victoria, we've won two premierships in a row. We're going for our third. I mean, had a taste of international cricket, and obviously that's the main goal. So hopefully that's not far away. And the key is you've got so much cricket. We all know, like you said, there's ups and downs, but you need to ride that out and figure out your best method to be as consistent as you can and just keep improving.
I mean, when you look at, you know, the scene here in Australia, Marcus, I mean, you know, we see a Hilton Cartwright come into sort of selection consideration for the Boxing Day test. I suppose you just don't know how the selectors are viewing different cricketers around the country, and that your opportunity might come when you least expect it. You've simply got to just keep putting runs on the board and, you know, taking wickets if you're a bowler and just doing as much as you can, and an opportunity might come.
That's it. I mean, it's not rocket science at the end of the day, and you can get caught up maybe worrying what selectors are thinking and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, when you nut it down, cricket's pretty simple. You make runs, you take wickets, you take your catches, and you just keep improving. And I think if you're focusing on yourself and you're trying to get better, I mean, you got to have a very clear vision of what type of player you want to be and how you're going to improve that every day. And I think that's absolutely number one, as long as you focus on that.
Yeah, no doubt. Renegades New Year's Day, that's going to be a beauty one. I'm sure you're looking forward to. Massive crowd expected at the MCG. You know, where else would you want to be? A bit of Big Bash, you know, New Year's Day after a big night the night before. Just a perfect way to see in the new year.
That's just not a bad way to start. And hopefully we break a record there with a massive crowd. There's no reason why we shouldn't, I reckon.
Big Bash Christmas Day, would you like to see that?
Oh, it was close. I travelled from 10:30 a.m. Christmas morning to get to Tassie from Perth.
Yep.
Look, I don't know what I'm meant to say there, but I mean, it's still always good to have Christmas with your family. So I know there's probably definitely a market, but you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you feel like it's inevitable, even though people can
probably spend
time with the family. It's, you know, Christmas Day is changing for people. I mean, you can take the family to maybe the Big Bash and enjoy Christmas Day. You've got the family, you can kill two birds with one stone. We'll see what unfolds. Hey, good on you, Marcus. Thank you for the chat.
Thanks a lot.